NapleAlarm.com is pleased to be the official alarm company and sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show, serving Naperville families and businesses for over 13 years, providing security, fire protection, CCTV, and more, including smartphone technology. Let NapleAlarm.com customize a security system to suit your needs. System monitoring starting at $19 per month. The Dolly McCarthy Show listeners will receive 20% off installation. Visit NapleAlarm.com/Dolly promo to receive your discount, or give them a call at 630-885-7055. The Naperville Trolley and Tours has four beautiful trolleys for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, light tours, bat and bar mitzvahs, and much more. They are a proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show. Hey, it's always more fun on the Naperville Trolley. Ding, ding. First Command Financial Services is also a proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show, reducing debt, building savings, protecting your future, pursuing your goals. These things are important to most of us, and they're important to the hundreds of thousands First Command has served since 1958. FirstCommand.com. Divine Beauty Lux Spa is also a proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show. They specialize in spray tanning and light therapy. Give them a call. They've got the answers to all your sunless questions, 305-85-7122. Arthur Murray Dance in Naperville and in Oak Brook, they didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. Give them a call. Your first class is free, 630-355-6240. You have to tell them you heard this on the Dolly McCarthy Show, and that first class is free. Or you can check them out online at arthurmurraynaperville.com. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by All Service Limousine, where service is their middle name. Book your next ride at 877-GET-LIMO.com. And tell Mario Dolly sent you. Naper Settlement, where history comes to play. Check out napersettlement.org. Give them a call at 630-305-5257. Today on the Dolly McCarthy Show, I am giving away free tickets to the sponsor tent at Naper Settlement for their Naper Nights concert series. This one is next weekend, July 25th, or you can go on the 26th, Friday night. Pink Floyd plays Pink Floyd favorites, and Saturday night, Arrival plays hits from Journey. So stay tuned and listen in for your chance to win free tickets to the sponsor tent at Naper Settlement for that. Or you can also send me a message on Facebook, follow me on Twitter, tweet me a message, and you can win these free tickets. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by Sullivan's Steakhouse. Sullivan's offers guests a unique Naperville steakhouse experience with good food, fun cocktails, and live music, enticing their guests to untie, unwind, and uncork. Sullivansteak.com. And the Naperville Park District, they provide recreation and park experiences that enrich the quality of life for our community. Check out Naperville Park District at www.napervilleparks.org or give them a call at 630-848-5000. It's that time, folks. It's time to register for fall soccer. Innovative Orthodontic Center is enhancing smiles for life. Yep, they provide my Invisalign, and I'll tell you, you should see these before and after shots right now. They are incredible what's going on with my mouth. Check it out at orthocenters.org or give them a call for a free consultation at 630-848-6960. Bricconi's, locations in North and South Naperville, it's the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. They are a small business that is family-owned and operated. Check them out. Visit Bricconi's North for a comfortable dining experience, and you can see the famous Prado Room, neighborhood meetings. Give them a call at 630-717-9530 for some of the best pizza in the western suburbs. Check out Bricconi's.com. And the Dolly McCarthy Show is brought to you by DuPage Credit Union. For more than 50 years, DuPage Credit Union has been committed to member success. They look forward to serving your financial interests.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good. So good. I got it here.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
I love my Aunt Dolly.
And I love you too, Jakey. Isn't it so nice to be loved? Somebody loves me out there. Hey, everybody, good morning and welcome to the Dolly McCarthy Show on Internet Radio Networks, Blog Talk, and Slam Internet Radio Network, 89.9 FM and WCKG. This is The Good Show. I like to call it. It airs every Thursday morning from 9:30 until 10:30, and I am your host, Dolly McCarthy. Thanks for tuning in to The Good Show, where every week I bring you good topics to discuss, good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. The number to call in, because I'm giving away free tickets to the sponsored tent at Napier Settlement. If you've never heard of Napier Settlement, get out from under that rock. No, I'm kidding. You know, I know people all over the world listen to the show. I'm blessed with that, that the show can reach so far. But if you ever are finding yourself near Naperville, like if you land in Chicago and you're delayed, come to Naperville and visit me. Anyway, there's this hidden gem in the heart of downtown Naperville. It's not really hidden, but it's hidden to those of you outside of the state. But it's right here in the heart of downtown Naperville. Napier Settlement is just one of my favorite places to be, and they have these Napier Night concert series. So next weekend, some good concerts. If you like Pink Floyd, Friday night, Pink Floyd is there. I said Pink Floyd, not Pink Floyd. Pink Floyd is the cover, is the band that does the Pink Floyd, whatever, you know what I mean. And Saturday night, the 26th of July, Arrival plays hits from Journey. Who doesn't love Journey? I mean, that band has crossed all generations now. My kids even listen to Journey now. But that's going to be a good time. So call in to the show, or you know how bad I am about answering those calls because my show is jam-packed with awesome guests every week. But if you do send me a message on Facebook, I will submix. Or if you tweet something to me, I will consider you for these tickets. And I have quite a few of them. So I'm going to make a lot of people happy today. And I think that includes drinks and some food. Next sponsor tip. So check out Napier Settlement. org for more information on that. Okay, as I said, lots of good guests on today, but I'm coming off from a big high. Last weekend, I was over at Kankakee Barbecue Fest. If you missed it this year, it was the second annual. You must go next year. This was top-notch. This is one of the best festivals the Dolly McCarthy Show has ever sponsored or been a part of, or me personally have ever gone to. It was phenomenal. The food was all barbecue. Who doesn't like barbecue? And they had great carnival rides. For the ticket price, you got on the carnival rides for free, so it was great for families. But the best part for me was all the musical entertainment. Vanilla Ice was there Friday night. Holy cow. That guy is crazy. But he is in a lot of ways inspiring. Can I say that? If you didn't see my line interview with Vanilla Ice, go check out my Facebook page. It's posted on there. Yes, I did rap with Vanilla. Not many of you can say that. Have you? Can you? Can you say that in your lifetime that you rap with Vanilla Ice? I did. You'll have to see that video. So anyway, it was so good to be out last weekend. I was gone all weekend long. The fine folks at the Kankakee Barbecue Fest, the Park District ran it, and they put me up in a really nice hotel. My goodness, Kankakee is a really nice town. But the best part about it was the nicest people, really nice town. So check that out. They've got a great Park District pool with amazing water slides. So if you find yourself in Kankakee, there are things to do in Kankakee, and it's a really beautiful town. So thanks to everybody at the Kankakee Park District for the hospitality and setting up all those interviews with Vanilla Ice. And then Saturday night I interviewed John Party, big country singer John Party. You've heard him on the show a couple times here. Joe Diffie, the legendary Joe Diffie, country singer, who's just now, exploding once again his career after Jason Aldean wrote a song about him. And then Dustin Lynch, who's hotter than ever. Unfortunately, his concert got cut short because there was a storm coming at the fest, and everybody got panicky, so they ended his concert like about halfway in, and the sad thing is the rain never did come. So, anyway, he was wonderful to interview. They all were great. It was a great time. It was quite an experience for me. It was so good to come home, though. I have to tell you, it's nice to come home and just be regular mom, not having a mic or a camera in my face, and just I actually jumped right into planning my daughter's 12th birthday party. She had a co-ed birthday party. Actually, it was last night. she invited everybody from her class. And I didn't realize this. This is bad on my part. I'm a bad mom on my part. I didn't check her Evite. She made the party from 6 at night until 9 o'clock. It was 3 hours with 20 12-year-olds. What was I thinking? I should have checked that. Parents were dropping off. And they're like, okay, we'll see you at 9. And I said, wait a minute, that's 3 hours from now. Oh, my goodness. That's what you get when you let your kids create the Evites. I okayed the third time, but I forgot to ask her what time it would end. But they were overall really, really good kids. I had one. We have one. I was in the kitchen getting the cake ready to go outside, and I turned around and I just glanced at the back door, and there was this little boy standing there, a little 12-year-old, with a bloody nose. I mean, blood everywhere, down his shirt, all over his face, and I thought he broke his nose the way the boys were running around out there. And so that really freaked me out. But thank God it was just a bloody nose. Just a bloody nose, and he was all good. And he handled it like a big boy, and we had 3 hours of nonstop fun. Boy, did I sleep good last night. Let me tell you, I was afraid I was going to wake up too late and miss this show. But it's good to be on the Dolly McCarthy Show. And I have to say, let me just tell you all, you know how I'm a big golf addict, but it's been 3 weeks that since I've played golf, and today is a gorgeous day. I think I might have my afternoon free. I think I might be able to free up my afternoon and play some golf. What do you think? It's been way too long. And speaking of golf, the Dolly McCarthy Show is so excited. We are proud, proud, proud to be a part of a golf outing in August. And I really, really hope you guys will all come. And I have a guest on today. We're going to talk about this golf outing. Got lots of information about this golf outing. Tim Shaw is the so-called Cobra Commander. Tim, are you there?
I'm here. Yeah, that's...
Tim Shaw, the Cobra Commander.
Good morning. Good morning, Dolly. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing great. A little tired after, you know, some crazy heavy partying last night with a bunch of 12-year-olds.
Yeah.
But I'm doing good. And I know you have a young baby at home.
Yes.
How was your night?
We have It was a tough one, you know. I think we're going through the teething stage right now. So, she's an absolute angel. She's 3 months, and mom's gone back to work and having a little separation anxiety between both of them. I mean, she's such a great baby girl. So, it's hard it's hard to just be away from her. She's so cool, you know. She doesn't cry.
Yeah.
She really doesn't have any problems or anything, but she's just an angel.
When they just sit there and they smile at you, that's so cool that they just do that.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden they grow up and they're running around and trying to keep up. Then that's really cool.
Yeah, and then you're worried about everything. So.
Yeah. Well, God bless you with that newborn. Well, Tim Shaw is on the phone today talking to me, not just about his new baby girl, but he is doing something very, very important. It's the 2014 Making a Difference with the Town. The Town is a bar in Aurora, second annual golf outing. And the Town website, you can check it out at thetownbar.com. They're not a sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show, but they should be. But I'm plugging them because they're doing a good thing in our community. And they're having this golf benefit to raise money for a great cause. Right, Tim? Tell us about it.
Yes, that's actually the Aurora Area Interfaith Food Pantry. They're a fantastic organization. They've been around since 1981. Marilyn Weisner is the executive director over there, and her entire organization, they just do an outstanding job. Through all the donations and the gifts that they've received, they've actually just moved into a brand new warehouse where they're feeding hundreds of families every day. So, you know, there was four of us originally last year during inception of all this. It's Danny Barr, the owner of the Town, Jason Sturman, from Junkyard Groove, great guy, and another really good friend of mine.
Oh, yeah, we love Jason.
Oh, who doesn't love Jason Sturman?
Who doesn't love Jason? Yeah. You know, I almost ran him over the other day. I didn't even know it. He said I did. But, you know, I am an aware driver. I like to think that I'm a conscious, aware driver, but he was doing a concert. He was singing at Junkyard Groove, was over at Potter's. And I didn't realize Junkyard Groove was playing. I was in the back. And all of a sudden I hear my name. Jason does a shout-out to me, and he tells everybody how I almost hit him with my car. close to the curb. I thought it was the pole. No, I'm kidding. So I interrupted. Who else was a part of this great group?
Dan Wisdom, a really good friend of mine. We served in the military together. He's just a fantastic guy. I've known him for over 20 years. We named our sons after each other. Just a
Aww.
Fantastic guy. So, yeah. And so what we did is we were all sitting around one day, and we've all been very, very blessed, very, very fortunate, and we were just talking about how we can kind of pay it forward in life, you know, with all the gifts that we've received personally. So we decided to do what we do best, and that's throw a hell of a party. I mean, this is going to be epic. Last year was a complete success. This year is already surpassed everything from last year. It's absolutely
now,
amazing.
In what way has it changed?
You know, actually, there's a bunch of things. Gosh, how much time do you have, realistically? But the sponsors we already have lined up, obviously, Dolly with the Dolly McCarthy Show, first of all. JR Cartage, NDR Transport, Sullivan's of Sullivan Steakhouse in Naperville. Everybody should know that place. It's absolutely fantastic. They're actually going to be out on the course this year with the Martini Hole. So you're
wow!
You're
what hole is that? I want to start at that one. No, I'm kidding.
You know what? Actually, it might be one of those where you want to get a couple of holes in first, kind of loosen up, and then get over there. You know, it's like the first tee is that on golf, everybody's kind of staring at you.
You know
now,
what? You know what? Just for the record, I don't drink when I golf. I'm a serious golfer. There's no drinking involved.
Ooh.
I golf.
Oh, hardcore. All right. Well, that's good because there's a bunch of competitions for the ladies as well out there. So. Hopefully you'll come home with an award. My wife did come home with the Ladies' Longest Drive Trophy last year.
Hey, that's my goal. I want a trophy. I want a trophy, that's for sure. And I heard something really exciting when you and I were chatting about this last night, and I heard that little precious baby in the background. You said there are the Cadillac of Naperville is donating.
Yeah.
Is it a truck or a car? What is it that they're donating?
Actually, Cadillac of Naperville obviously is coming out and sponsoring a hole and doing a bunch of giveaways and stuff like that. But also, there's actually two separate hole-in-one challenges that we're having out there. One of them, through Golf Invite, which is our website, if you get a hole-in-one on a certain par three, you'll have a golf vacation, for either two or four, depending on where you decide to go. I know one of them is in Maui. So
wow.
You went up
Naples Cadillac?
No, that's Golf Invite. And then the other par three challenge that we have, if you get a hole-in-one there, you will get a brand-new 2014 Cadillac. It's a crossover. It's I can't remember. It's a something or other. But $60,000 vehicle. So why not?
And it's just for this event only.
Yeah,
oh, my goodness. So that ought to inspire you to get off your duff and start punching in this website and signing up and registering for this golf outing, folks. Don't miss this. This is the second annual Making a Difference with the Town, second annual golf outing. All the proceeds benefit Aurora Interfaith Food Pantry. You know, as you said, Tim, these pantries are growing by leaps and bounds every year. And it's just amazing. You think we're making progress, but maybe we're feeding more people. It's just amazing how many more people every year that these food pantries serve. So you can never support them enough. And really, you know what? Hats off to all you guys sitting around the bar over at the Town and coming up with this great idea. And at first, let me just tell you, you're a member of our military. I have to thank you for that.
We love featuring
our military on the show, and that's even a bonus here. I'm so glad to have you on the show, Tim Shaw, and thank you for your service.
Pleasure.
Okay, so the Dolly McCarthy Show is excited to sponsor this event, and I am not going to have a hole, though. There will not be any martini holes sponsored by the Dolly McCarthy Show. But if you're not a golfer, let me just say this. If you're not a golfer, you can come to the dinner, right? You can just come to the dinner. And how much are
absolutely.
Tickets for that, and how does that all happen?
You can sign up on the website, or you can pay at the door. It's $25 per person. And if you bring a non-perishable food item, we are going to have the Aurora Interfaith Food Pantry trailer out there. It's a 10-foot enclosed trailer. If you bring any non-perishable food item, the price goes down to $20 at the door. So that's very well worth it. Yeah, we're trying to fill that trailer up and really help out in our own backyard. So.
All right. Fantastic. Well, Tim Shaw, thanks for everything you're doing. I'm really excited about this. The date for this golf outing, did we even mention the date? You might
have.
Did I hear that?
No, not yet.
We have to mention the date. Hello? I'm not
doing
my job very well here. The date. No. Let's get the date and all the details and the website.
Sure. The date is Thursday, August 7th. Tee off is at 1:30, but you can come early as noon, because you'll get a free bucket of range balls to kind of loosen up a little bit and kind of get your bearings. We are going to have Dolly McCarthy, even though you're not, going to be on a hole. I'm looking forward to having you to send everybody off. And then the website is www.golfinvite.com. It's kind of a long one. /AFP for Aurora Food Pantry, the and symbol, and then TTB. Otherwise, you can go to thetownbar.com and then sign up on the link right there.
Fantastic. All right, come out and golf with me and Tim.
It's going to be great.
Come out and golf with Alex McCarthy Show and Tim Shaw, member of our military service. Tim, thanks for giving back to the community and for all you're doing. I can't wait. Can't wait for the golf outing. Looking so forward to it. Check it out, everybody. Thanks, Tim.
Thanks, Dolly. Have a great day.
I go crazy when I hear a cymbal and a hi-hat with a souped-up tempo. I'm on a roll. It's time to go solo. Rolling. Hit my 5.0 with my rag top down so my hair can blow. The girlie's on standby waiting just to say hi.
Did you stop?
No, I just drove. I kept on pursuing to the next stop. I bust a left and I'm heading to the next block. The block was dead, yo, so I continue to A1A. Girls were hot, wearing less than bikinis.
Vanilla Ice. Did I tell you that I was rapping with Vanilla Ice last weekend? Oh, I just had to rub that in again. I love that guy. Who doesn't? That is the most amazing song. I just added that to my workout mix there. It's very motivational. Okay, enough about me and my obsession with Vanilla Ice right now at the moment. I got a couple announcements. Hey, I need you to send me some messages and tweets, more messages and tweets on Facebook and Twitter to get these sponsor tent tickets for Napier Night over at Napier Settlement for next weekend. Hey, did you know that Bricconi's Pizzeria in Naperville, they have two locations, north and south. They have cruise nights every Wednesday night from 5 to 9. And next Wednesday, ready for this? Next Wednesday is Chevelle's. Chevelle's will be featured next Wednesday. Check them out from 5 to 9, Bricconi's parking lot at their north location. And then here's an important announcement. A truckload of toys will be on their way to Tennessee. It's Christmas in July, folks. A Toy Box Connection toy drive for St. Jude is happening. St. Jude says that they're running very low on toys in September and October. So Toy Box Connection in Orland Park, they're a 501(c) non-for-profit. They decided to do something about that. And so they're setting up a semi-truck that's going to head to St. Jude's Hospital on Saturday, September 13th. This is all part of International Elevator Constructors, Local Number 2, and the Knights of Labor Motorcycle Group. They all are part of this, and they will escort this truck and unload the toys when they arrive in Tennessee for St. Jude's. So they're filling it up in July, August, and September, and they need your help. And the Dolly McCarthy Show is a proud sponsor of this effort. You can drop off your donations at the International Union of Elevator Constructors in Chicago Ridge, or if you live in the Naperville area, Bull and Bear. How convenient. Bull and Bear of Naperville, right there on Chicago Avenue in downtown Naperville, will be accepting the donations as well. So help us fill this truck, folks. We want to have a full truck of toys to head down to St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. Thank you all for being a part of this and for helping in advance this effort. You can check out, I'm sorry, I'm reading these notes. They're all over the place. Their website is www.toyboxconnection.com. You can check that out for more information. Or you can call Michelle Maxia at 708-691-2715. Tell her Dolly sent you. and she will give you more details. And if you've got a lot of toys to drop off, I know the Knights of Labor Motorcycle Group would be more than willing to even come to your location and pick them up. So thanks for listening to this little PSA, truckload of toys. What a great idea. I just love this. Hats off to the Knights of Labor for doing this. Causapalooza is coming up, folks. You know the Dolly McCarthy Show. We've been talking about this for quite a while. The Dolly McCarthy Show is a proud sponsor of Causapalooza. It's a family-friendly event featuring live music, summer barbecue, lunch, field day games, kids' activities, and more. And many of the iSport community's charity partners will be in attendance with information on their causes. All the proceeds will benefit iSport community, whose mission is to increase giving and volunteerism in communities by connecting you to local charities. This all takes place on Sunday, August 24th at the VFW Hall in Naperville. That's just off of Jackson Avenue, right in the heart of downtown Naperville. And it's from 11:30 until 3:30. Come for lunch. Tickets are $20 for adults, $10 for kids 11 to 18, and $5 for kids 3 to 10. You can also purchase your tickets online at www.isupportcommunity.org.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Well, they are finally on the Dolly McCarthy Show. I can't tell you how excited I am. I have been waiting so long to talk to this lovely, adorable couple, probably the cutest couple in country music ever. Thompson Square, the country music duo Thompson Square, is here today on the Dolly McCarthy Show. We are so thrilled to have husband and wife, Kiefer and Shauna Thompson. Hey, guys, thanks so much for being on the Dolly McCarthy Show. Are you there? Oopsie. Did we got him?
Hey.
Hey there.
There
you are.
Oh,
good. It's like a Shauna.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Oh, we're great. Living
yeah,
the dream.
What city are you? Are. You are definitely living the dream, at least from what I'm looking at. It looks beautiful, the life you're living, and you are, like I said, an adorable couple. How do you guys find the time? You've had so many great songs in a short period of time that you've really kind of crashed into the music world. We all know it takes years, you know, that we don't see behind the scenes, years and years of playing in Nashville. You arrive in Nashville and you meet each other. I mean, we want to hear your story. And I've got to know, how on earth, with the touring and all the writing, and you wrote a book too with Travis Thrasher, who's been on the show before, how do you find the time to sneak away, get out of the spotlight, and be a husband and wife?
Oh, wow. Well, honestly, that is our life, you know. I mean, it's so intertwined with the music and everything, and you know, where we really feel at home is actually on a tour bus with our dogs and traveling the country. And it's kind of a weird thing to actually go to our house, you know. It's a nice thought. We go home for a few days, and then literally, you know, a couple of days in, we start getting real antsy and ready to get back out on the road. But you know, we carry motorcycles out here on the road with us, and it's a wonderful departure. We just spent 4 days in Deadwood riding motorcycles in some of the most beautiful country in our country, and I would say that's probably the main one. How we kind of release for me anyway.
Keeper still takes me out on hot dates every once in a while.
Oh yeah, now where's a hot date? We already know you're hot, especially the video that came out, Everything I Shouldn't Be Thinking About. Girl, Shauna, you are hot in that video.
Thank you.
Where's one of been your, what's one of been your, what, a favorite date that you've been on?
Did you say favorite state?
A favorite date.
Oh, date, I'm sorry. Well, it's going to sound ridiculous because it's so simple, but we go to the movies, and we enjoy it a lot because we don't have a whole lot of time to do that.
Look how boring we are when we're home. Hot date.
I know it sounds crazy, but and then also just staying at home and, like, snuggling on the couch and watching a movie or watching – we're pretty obsessed with True Blood and Dexter and some of the series like that where we just, you know, watch hours and hours and hours, so –
I mean, our life is so hectic, you know. I mean, when we get a chance to actually just really pause and do nothing, that's like an ultimate universe for us to do something. You know, it's really it's awesome just to sit there and watch TV, you know, or just lay by the pool or whatever, you know. But
where's home?
You have, having time off and going doesn't sound very fun to us.
Where is home for you?
In South Alabama. We just moved down there last year from there.
Oh, so, and now I had read that you had met, the two of you had met in Music City, and that's in Nashville, obviously, for those of you that don't know, Music City, Nashville. How did you two meet? And tell us, can you tell us a little bit about your love story, how you met, and how that love grew to Johnson Square? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we actually met the same week that we both individually moved to town. I moved from Alabama, and Kiefer moved from Oklahoma, and the only way that I knew to go out and meet people was I heard about this talent singing competition at a place called the Nashville Nightlife. And I went there, and he came walking in, and I immediately noticed him because he was very handsome. And we both sang that night. Neither one of us won the contest, but he came over and asked me to play a game of pool. And I didn't tell him that my dad actually owned a pool hall when I was a kid. And I was pretty good at pool, and I beat him. And we've been together ever since that night.
What a great story.
Yeah.
So what does it feel like being out of Nashville where you met and you developed this Thompson Square? In Thompson Square, I have to ask you, the square, where does that come from? I guess Thompson,
well,
Kiefer, that's your last name.
Well, it's actually, we started out, it was Thompson Squared. With a D, and nobody could ever hear the D, and it was too hard to explain the mathematical significance of that, which really didn't make sense anyway. So we just kind of dropped it, you know. It felt like there's two of us, you know, and it just kind of reminded us of where we come from, with our, you know, town squares and that sort of thing, you know, and just that small town vibe, I don't know, that's just a name. I wish I had a cooler story for how it came about.
It wasn't like you wrote it on a square napkin. It just came up. It just came out. That's pretty cool.
The hardest thing to do is to name your band. You know, we went through a much different one, and we wanted Thompson in there, and there's two of us, so it kind of made sense, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, like I said earlier, so many great songs. Number one, double platinum selling song, Are You Gonna Kiss Me or Not? One of my all-time favorites now. I Got You, Glass, that was all from your debut album. And then your sophomore album, If I Didn't Have You, number one, fastest selling and rising to date. And, you know, you're on a roll. What's next now for Thompson Square?
Well, we've got a wonderful new single called I Can't Outrun You that just came out a few weeks back. And, you know, this song is just one of those things that one of our songwriting buddies played it for us. Just to play a song on the bus one night when he was out riding with us, and we fell in love with it and asked if we could cut it. And everyone's been in that situation where you've broken up with somebody or you've lost somebody, and no matter how far away you physically move away, I mean, those memories are always there, and it's just a wonderful story, and just a killer song. And we were happy to record it, and so glad it's a new single. So we encourage everybody to go out there and buy I Can't Outrun You. iTunes and
yeah, great song. Download it on iTunes for sure. You know, David Lee Murphy has been on this show. He was actually one of the first country singers ever on the Dolly McCarthy Show. And he called me on my one-year anniversary, and we were talking, and he said, did you know I co-wrote Are You Gonna Kiss Me or Not? And I had no idea. It was the coolest thing. I just love that man. And how cool that you co-wrote that song with Jim Collins. And what is that song, when you heard that song for the first time or read the lyrics of that song, did you know immediately that was definitely something you wanted to record?
Oh, for sure. It was definitely...
First listen.
That's usually our meter for if we want to cut something or not. If we hear it one time or even halfway through and we're in love with it, we feel like there could be something there. But we had no idea it was going to be as big, you know, as it was, and as it still is, it's just crazy at our shows and stuff how it's people respond to it.
Now, you know, people still love it.
You still hear it all the time on the radio. All the time on the radio. Yeah. Cannot have a concert without that song. And that song, you also co-wrote a book with the author Travis Thrasher, who's been on this show too. But we haven't talked about this book. I got to have him back on. We talked about Blake Shelton's mom's book. What was it like to write with Travis? And haven't had a chance to read that book, but what is it? Is it a personal story about your love story?
No, I mean they came to us about writing a book about if you're going to kiss me or not. And they kind of wanted us to tell our story and explain how we met and all that stuff, you know. And we just kind of feel that there's a lot more story to be lived before we actually put that down into black and white, you know. So, the success of the song "Kiss Me or Not," it definitely lended itself to some sort of periodical and. So I'm glad that it really worked out. It's a fictional piece, based loosely around the lyric of the song, but all indicators are people are liking it. You know, we sold a bunch of them, and we have a lot of fans that bring it to the shows and stuff. So it was kind of interesting to write a book. You know, it's something that I personally always wanted to do, and we'll do again. And
thank goodness we had Travis to kind of walk us through it. He was awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You've done some major touring with Jason Aldean, Lady Antebellum, Luke Bryant, other artists I haven't mentioned there that you want to tour with, or maybe you could tell us some funny stories that happen on some of these tours. I mean, these are pretty funny guys, Jason Aldean and Luke Bryant. Any funny stories that we haven't heard about that you want to share with us?
I mean, not really. I mean,
well, we the last night of the Loop tour, there's always pranking that happens on big tours, and Luke got us with this massive inflatable snowman. It came up right in front of usually where his piano comes up out of the stage. He had it there, so we had no idea that was going to happen. And then we hadn't really planned anything because we didn't think he was going to do anything. So very Kiefer dressed up like me, and I dressed up like Kiefer, and we went back out to do our little song with Luke, and it was a pretty funny moment.
Oh my god,
hilarious!
And I think there's pictures somewhere online.
Oh yeah, there are.
I believe a Florida Georgia Line dressed up like Luke. Pretty cute.
You're coming to our neck of the woods. Chicago. This is where the show is based, and you're going to be at the Country Thunder in Twin Lakes, Wisconsin. Are you excited about that? Is that have you ever been to Chicago in this part of Wisconsin? Are you excited about? I know you mentioned in a previous interview how you really wish you can experience the towns that you're in more. Will you have some time to go sightseeing in Chicago? Wisconsin.
Well, I tell you, we enjoy going everywhere. You know, I mean, every town is we have fans there. It's a hot destination for us. But what I didn't realize the other day is we took our motorcycles out in Chicago, and it was a great urban riding, and then we just kind of stumbled upon the beach, and I was like, this is crazy. There's skyscrapers right across the street from the beach. I had no idea that it was that diverse as far as the terrain, and it was amazing, so hopefully we get a chance to do that again and be able to take advantage of some of the restaurants and just really cool little places that we saw, driving through the outskirts of Chicago. It was amazing.
In Country Thunder, I mean, it's like the party, right? That's the place to be. If you want to go to so we're excited about it. Anytime we get to play a big festival like that, the crowd are just different. I mean, they're ready to party, so we're looking forward to it.
Did both of you get up on stage and just look at each other and do you ever look at it and think, how did we end up here? You pinch yourself, you wonder how this all happened?
Every single night.
We know why it happened. We know why it happened. You guys are amazing. But you look at each other and just think, wow, this is amazing. Yeah? Yeah?
Yeah, a lot, I mean, it's, it does happen all the time. You know, I mean, something crazy will happen in the crowd, or you know, you look over, some fans crying or something like that. You know, and it's just it's a really amazing thing to have a fan base. You know, and Topless Squares fans are very, very loyal, they expect a certain thing out of a show from us, and that's what we try to deliver to them.
It honestly takes me back to Kiefer and I going to see Garth Brooks in Nashville right after we met. And it was really hard for us to go to the show because we wanted to be on stage so bad. And then hearing everybody sing along with Garth, that's the thing that as an artist, as a singer, you want to get. You want the crowd to be singing your song back to you. So now we're getting to experience that, and there's no better feeling in the world than that.
Yeah, I bet. And your songs are just so singable. We love singing along to your songs. And I'm going to be there at Country Thunder. I can't wait to meet you both and to see those thousands of fans singing along. I'll be one of them, that's for sure. We just love you. You're a great couple. And keep writing. And the best of luck to you both. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Kiefer and Shauna Thompson from Thompson Square. They're just the most adorable couple. Cannot wait to see them. They're one of my favorites. All right, we're going to play songs I've got here. Listen in, Everything I Shouldn't Be Thinking About. You know this song.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Hey, do you want to run in the Fox Valley Marathon on Sunday, September 21st, and help support abused and neglected within the juvenile court system? Cassequin County is proud to be a charity partner for the Fox Valley Marathon again this year. Make a donation of $100 to Cassequin County and receive a discount code for 50% off your registration. To make your gift and receive your special marathon code, please call Lauren Egan at L-E-G-A-N at CasaKingCounty.org, or you can give Lauren a call at 630-444-3108 and tell her Dolly said hi. That's the Fox Valley Marathon on Sunday, September 21st, 2014. Okay, everybody. I have a great guest coming up here. Her name is Debbie Leone. Debbie, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, good morning, Debbie. Debbie Leone. It's great to have you on the show. Debbie is a professional speaker, an executive, and a personal life coach and author, and I'm thrilled to have her on my show this morning. We're going to talk about this life coaching. You hear about it everywhere, and so we want to get into what exactly is it. And Debbie, you have got an amazing resume, and you know, your experience working at the Ford Institute in San Diego, California, to all of this experience, and you're a best-selling author. So I thought, bringing you on the show, we're going to educate men and women, it's not just for women, but, you know, you do have a little specialty for women here, but men and women, and let's dig into this life coaching, because we always want to make ourselves better, and when we make ourselves better, that's why I love having you, I'm enjoying having you on the show, even though I haven't let you speak a word yet, Debbie. I promise, I will shut up. So let's talk about the life coaching, and you know, I know you're a professional speaker and you're a life coach. So let's talk about what it is that you do first of all.
So yes, as a life coach, well, I like to kind of describe it the same way as having a personal trainer. So you hire a personal trainer to make you stronger, to stretch you, to grow, and so life coaching is pretty much the same thing, only it applies to your internal world. So I kind of help you get from, I don't kind of, I do. I help you get from
yeah.
point A to point B. So I'm kind of like the bridge between what you know you need to do and what you do. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. I love the analogy there. You know, we're always running to the health club to work out our body. But we do have to work out our mind and our self-esteem. And like you said, the external, how we interact with others around us. And
absolutely. And the piece that really is, go ahead, sorry.
No, you go ahead. You I'm going to shut my mouth here.
I was just going to say that what works, just like with personal training, is when you hire a life coach, it's the accountability. Because when you know you've got to report into somebody, into the gym, you're going to show up. And so it's the same thing with life coaching. Knowing you've got somebody to report into, it creates the change. It has you take those actions.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and
yeah.
And what are some other reasons why it's important to have a life coach?
Oh, gosh, that's a loaded question. I could talk about that all day. You know,
right.
The reasons is because we're so, I want to say, addicted to external fixes, to ways to make ourselves feel better outside of ourselves, and that, you know, that just has us chasing that instant gratification for the rest of our lives, when the reality is the transformation, everything that you want, everything that you feel like you're chasing, pleasure, joy, happiness, that's an inside job. So until you're able to really be willing to get vulnerable and look at your internal world, you're going to continue to chase. You know, you're going to want that next thing to make you feel happy, and then you do for a while, and then you go and you chase the next thing. So this is about really taking 100% responsibility to create that peace and calm without any outside circumstances.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right, because you're waiting and waiting for that job offer or the new car or things like that, like you said, the external things that make you feel better, when what you really need is that day-to-day, that steady balance. Let's talk about that balance in life. It's really hard to do. It's hard to have a balance and be content every day, even when it's not a banner day at the household. So how do you help someone with that work and life balance?
So the first place I will take them is exactly, you know, I would address what you just said, is that it's really hard to do. And so, yes, we're all faced with circumstances and distractions and to-dos. That's the reality of our life. However, as long as we believe that it's going to be hard, guess what? It's going to be hard. So it's about really looking at your beliefs, what's going on in your head that's preventing you from at least working towards daily balance. Mm-hmm. And that's a process that takes a new level of awareness.
Oh, I bet. And I bet it's really, really hard to face some truth, too, for people.
It's scary, yeah.
And you talk about, well, let me just refresh here. We're talking to Debbie Leone, who is the expert on life coaching. She's written a book, too. Her book is called Pure Wealth, 26 Ways to Crazy Profitability. I love that. And we're going to dig into a little bit about the book, too. But you also mentioned about living fearlessly. What does that mean, and how does it help you grow and maintain that balance in your life that you're talking about?
Great question. So living fearlessly, creating daily balance requires that you address your fears, because the things that prevent us from finding balance and getting our needs met and doing the things that we want to do come from unconscious, fearful thoughts, such as, I can't do it, I'm not capable, I'm too this, I'm too that. So it's about being willing to look at those fearful thoughts that are unconsciously preventing you from having balance. So when I work with my clients, I assist them in digging into that and really seeing and identifying what those fearful thoughts are that have been learned. They're learned behaviors and beliefs. And once you identify them, it's like there's a liberating feeling, because it's like, yeah, that's what it is, you know. And then the next step is really shifting those beliefs into thoughts of courage. And that's when the miracles happen. It's awesome.
Really? Do you have an example that you can share with us? Is there someone that
yes.
was fearful of heights and jumped out of an airplane that you can brag? No, I'm sure it's not as
Yeah, so I work with lots of weight loss people. I work with lots of women who want to lose weight. And I'm just going to use a general example because it seems that there's a universal fearful thought that the women have, and that's that They don't deserve to give themselves what they want. They don't deserve to get their needs met. And that's based on fear, because they are afraid that if they do create set boundaries and start doing the things that they want to do, that they'll be judged, that they, you know, someone will be upset with them, and that they won't be able to take care of others. So helping them to really
see that.
They
won't be loved, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Once they're able to identify that, they're able to shift into, yes, I am worth it. And that's when their life dramatically changes. And they lose their weight.
That's really interesting. So you do work with – now, what are some of your other clients you work with? I know you work with men and women, and you do life coaching for individuals. Do you do group coaching as well? Because you know what? I always thought, you know, I had a session once with a life coach, and it was so powerful. And I said, gee, I wish all my girlfriends could hear this message. Did you ever do like a group life coaching class or session?
Yes.
Or
mm-hmm.
You do?
Absolutely. Oh, yes. It's so much fun. I do group coaching. I work with couples. But also I lead a two-day immersion, I call it, which is an intense exploration of your inner world called Fearless Living. I do that 3 or 4 times a year. And it is just a gas. To see people transform in a matter of 48 hours is just, I can't even describe it, you know. And then, you know, the participants come in on Saturday morning nervous and scared, and they leave Sunday afternoon exchanging email addresses and feeling so fired up and ready to take on the world. So the long answer to your question is, or short answer is, yes, I do work with groups. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's really cool. Okay, and do you have any upcoming events you mentioned the Fearless Living event. When is that? Do you have another one coming up that people could get involved?
Yes, that's coming up soon, July 26th, the weekend of soon, July 26th. I'm also doing a workshop for couples called Connected Couples, the weekend of August 8th and 9th. And they can just go to my website.
Well, tell us about that one. Connected Couples.
Oh, that's so much fun. So when I work with couples, it seems that they all come to me because they want to feel more connected. They want to feel more intimate. They want to be heard by each other. So it's a weekend of working with them together to help them to use new ways of communicating, because that's always what gets in the way, is how we communicate. So I teach them and I create a safe space for them to really talk to each other in a way that they get heard. And the first thing we do is practice eye contact. So many people don't even make eye contact. So, of course, I'm prejudiced, but it's a gaffe.
Wow. Well, that would be a pretty interesting retreat for me to check out and cover, because, you know, you can't have enough of those things, I think, for couples these days. I think keeping it fresh and, you know, coming up with ideas and examples for the men and the women, I'm not going to judge here, to keep expressing their love to each other. We got to keep these marriages and families stronger. So anything to keep that going, retreats like this, Connected Couples Retreat, you said it was August 9th and 10th? And now, are these locally, where are these events?
Yes. Well, in Geneva, Illinois.
Okay. So they can check out your website for more on that.
Yep.
And that website is?
DebbieLeone.com.
That's
DebbieLeone. Yep.
And I know you're on Facebook, so people can check you out there, and Pinterest and Twitter as well.
Yes.
Okay, now let's talk about your book, Pure Wealth, 26 Ways to Crazy Profitability. Mm. What kind of expertise do you offer in that book?
So the 26 ways.
And what do you mean by profitability?
Well, that's different for everybody, you know. So it's interesting that the book is, it's not all about money. So the 26 ways was developed by 26 different women. So it's an anthology. And I wrote one of the chapters, my chapter being, it's called Daily Balance. Are you kidding me? And so there's several different chapters on ways to create pure wealth. And it's an incredibly powerful book. We had a book signing event a few weeks back in Dallas, and the women, the authors, are incredibly wise, professional, successful women. So you can go to my website and check that out and order it online.
Oh, fantastic. Sounds really, really interesting. Well, Debbie, it's been great talking to you. Very inspiring what you're doing.
Thank you.
Keep it going. And, again, if people want more information about fearless living, I love that, living fearlessly, you can check out Debbie's website, DebbieLeone.com. Very simple. And reach out to her in that way. Oh, well, good luck to you. I want to check out one of your workshops. Definitely going to check out one of those. When is this? The Fearless Living is July 26th and 27th. I'm at Country Thunder in Wisconsin, so I'll miss that. But would you keep us up to date on the next one? Do you already have
one
planned?
Absolutely.
Yes,
and you know, if anybody goes to my Facebook page, I'm all over Facebook with my events and whatnot. So, yeah.
Oh, fantastic. I got to grab my girlfriends and get to one of those.
Good. Love to have you.
Workshop. Well, thank you so much, Debbie, for being on the show.
Thank
Good
you. My
you.
Pleasure. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Well, I want to thank all my guests today for coming on the show. Thompson Square, love that country, married country duo. They are amazing. Debbie Leone, she is, what an amazing life coach she is. I really am looking forward to getting to one of her workshops and bringing my girlfriends to that. And shout out to Tim Shaw, who's organizing that benefit this over at the town for Aurora Interfaith Food Pantry. Please join me. That's going to be a fun golf outing on August 7th. Okay. Well, wow. It's the end of the show, folks. We want to end the show on a good note. I have free tickets I gave away. Thank you all for calling in and for giving me messages on Facebook and Twitter. Enjoy the tickets. And now it's time to end the show on a good note. And, you know, I always say, stay positive and be good, everybody. Be good to each other. And have the best day of your life. Thanks again for coming on the show. Thanks again to all my listeners. And if you haven't done so already, please like the Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook and follow me on Twitter. I do have a lot of fun. Thanks, everybody. Have a good weekend. See you next Thursday on the show. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Paul Harvey, good day.
Have you been thinking about straightening your teeth and don't want to wear braces? Hi, this is Dr. Manal Ibrahim, American Board Certified Orthodontist and Invisalign Elite Provider. Here at Innovative Orthodontic Centers, I use the most innovative techniques to provide outstanding treatment to all my patients. And with Invisalign, the clearest way to a perfect smile, it is literally our secret that you're straightening your teeth. Come and talk to me about accelerated Invisalign, perfect teeth in half the time, and see what the buzz is all about. At Innovative Orthodontic Centers, we are also an impression-free office. Can you imagine that? No more molds of your teeth. Using an intraoral scanner, we take a video of your teeth that gets sent right to Invisalign. Call 855-563-3735 or visit us at orthocenters.org. I look forward to meeting you.
Innovative Orthodontic Centers, voted best orthodontist in Naperville 4 years running. Call 855-563-3735. Start accelerated Invisalign the same day as your consult and receive an iPad mini. Stipulations do apply.